Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the
peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are they
which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Among the husking of the corn, the dog puppies nod.
Where ill-blocks die, where good are born.
Out in the field with God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures, hear me now. heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Like the wings of an eagle, God will live.
having strength to kiss my enemies, have done my to still be avenged.
When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained,
what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field.
The fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Story shows me that I can stand for right. Elisha taught that angels protect me by my side. Like David, I can slay Goliath in my way. Like Deborah, I can lead my friends to Christ. I will choose to serve the Lord like my scripture heroes of old. As I learn and grow in faith, God will be my strength. With every step I take, I will choose to serve the Lord. Like Moses, I find courage, for God provides a way. Like Noah, I will listen to heaven and obey. I'll trust the Lord like Job and live with love and hope. Like Hannah, God will hear me when I pray. Caleb was brave, Joseph forgave, Ruth stayed, Daniel prayed,
the basket in your hand. There are 5,000 people waiting to be fed. What you gonna do with the fish and bread? What you gonna do with the fish and bread? To sum it all up, you simply divide. Watch your fish and bread just multiply. Add a little faith, subtract all your doubts, just watch it all work out. You've got to give it away, pass it around, set your basket on the ground. Tell by the smile and the twinkle in your eye, the master has taught you how to multiply. The master has taught you how to multiply. Today there are Christians scattered through the land. What you gonna do with the word in your hand? There are so many people waiting to be fed, thirsty for the water and the living bread. Thirsty for the water and the living bread. To sum it all up, you simply divide. Watch your seeds of love just multiply. Add a little faith, subtract all your doubts, just watch it all work out. You've got to give it away, pass it around, set your basket upside down. You can tell by a smile, a twinkle in your eye, the master has taught you how to multiply. The master has taught you how to multiply. So let the master teach you how to multiply. Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
For as we have many members in one body, and not all members have the same office, so we being one body in Christ, everyone members one of another.
Having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, whether it's prophesied according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let's wait on ministry, for he that teacheth, or teaching.
Or he that addresses an exhortation, he that giveth louder to his simplicity, he that rules with diligence, showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
That love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, and honor for one another.
Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in sin and prayer.
Distributing from the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Let some persecute you, bless you, press not.
Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but contend to man of low estate, be not wise, and do any unrighteousness.
Recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much like you, let peace be with all men.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt keep coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Men of faith, rise up and sing of the great and glorious King. You are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven and earth.
Rise up, women of the truth. Stand and sing to broken hearts. Who can know the healing power of our awesome King of love?
Shout to the north and the south. Sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven and earth. Rise up, church, with broken wings. Fill this place with songs again of our God. By his grace again we'll fly. Shout to the north and the south. Sing.
To me, here in your soul shall live, and now make an everlasting covenant with you in the sure mercies of David.
Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation which thou knewest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater.
So shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. It shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
shall be my song as I journey. I'll tell everybody about you wherever I go. You alone are our light and our peace and our love. Lord Jesus, you shall
you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend, trust in His promises grand. Sing and
happy, happy,
happy, press along
to
the goal. Trust in Him
who leads the way to
lead. Keep your soul. Let the world
know where you
be faithful.
Look to Jesus and
pray. And pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today. Often we are troubled and tired, sick with sorrow and pain. There are others living in sin, blessed with earthly gain. Take new courage, we cannot tell what the morrow may bring. When the dark clouds vanish away, then your heart truly can sing. Sing
and happy, happy,
be happy, press along
to the goal.
Trust
in Him who leadeth the
way to lead. In song, sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky, when it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by. There are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust in each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing
and happy, happy,
be happy, press along
to the
goal.
Trust in Him who leadeth the
way to lead.
Will
keep your soul. Let the
world know where you
be faithful.
Look to Jesus and pray.
And pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today.
Turns again. In my childhood, this was going to be the best day of my life, all the toil and tears and all my problems be over. But in the past few years, as I've grown older, I've come to realize just how important these years have been to me and how special they've been to me. They shaped much of who I am and who I'm to become, and they set the foundation for more learning further in life. I want to thank my parents, teachers, classmates, siblings, and so many other amazing people who have made this possible. Thanks for being there for me and supporting me even when I struggled. I definitely couldn't have done it without you. Most of all, I want to thank God for giving me all these amazing people and these opportunities and for being there for me even when I fail. He's always been and always will be there for me. He's truly the reason for my joy today. In the future, I'm hoping to help my parents at home and perhaps teach someday. Pray for me as I continue to find God's will in my life and embrace His amazing plan for the journey ahead.
To get this speech started, I would like to thank all of y'all for coming to my 8th grade graduation. There were definitely days I was convinced that I'd never make it here, but here I am. To all my teachers, thank y'all so much for working so hard to make sure I understood my subjects and for encouraging me when I felt like giving up. Without y'all, I'd probably still be struggling with the multiplication tables. To my classmates, thanks for all the memories, fun volleyball games, and the awkward lunches. Mom and Dad, y'all were truly the best, studying spelling words with me for what felt like an eternity and going over math concepts with me at least 5 times before I finally got it. But most importantly, for caring that I got a good education and for sending me to a Christian school. Last but not least, I would like to thank God for always being there when I needed someone to talk to and for helping me through whatever came at me. He's truly been my best friend, and I can't wait to see what he has in store for me after this.
So this day has finally arrived, the much-anticipated graduation day, although it seems like just the other day that I entered school, a little frightened, but very much excited, entering a new phase of life, and now I'm through with it already, but I guess I still got the rest of my life in front of me. I've enjoyed every day, though some were a bit more challenging than others. And thanks to all my wonderful teachers that helped make the lessons make more sense, and to everyone else involved in my school years, and certainly to my amazing classmates who added so much to everyday life. I also want to be open to God's direction in my life, and I'm excited to see what paths God will lead me on.
Today is a milestone. It tells you how far you've come. Keep learning, keep trying, keep accomplishing, and keep venturing on through your journey. First of all, I would like to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to come to my 8th grade graduation. I would like to throw out a big thank you to my family and friends, but especially my mom and dad, who were the biggest supporters and encouragers through this whole thing and helped make this day possible. To all my teachers and classmates, thank you all for making the 6 years of school here fun and enjoyable. Last but definitely not least, I would like to thank God for helping me through when I didn't think I could go on.
This past year has been absolutely amazing. I have learned so many new things, many of which I wonder if I'll ever use, although my mom and dad say it teaches discipline to learn those things. I have had 7 different teachers in my 8 years at school, and I have greatly enjoyed each one of them. In first grade, Miss Andrea taught us how to obey authority. In second grade, Miss Amy taught us the joys of addition and subtraction. In third and fourth grade, Miss Carrie taught us the delightful multiplication and division. In fifth grade, Miss Amanda taught us how to watch out for the younger grades. In sixth grade, Mr. Byers taught us how to be respectful. In seventh grade, Miss Chelsea taught us how to be better able to take care of ourselves if we get lost. And in eighth grade, Mr. Nathan pretty much taught everything over again, as well as a whole bunch more. Home Ec, taught by Miss Jessica, was a great inspiration to me in the way she gave up her time to help us be better able to run a home. I am planning on going on to high school, and I'm looking forward to coming back to school. I have been very blessed to be able to come to the school, and I would like to thank everyone who made this possible for me and my wonderful classmates to come to school. It has been great going to school with all of you, and I'll miss everyone who isn't coming back.
For another plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. These past 8 years have been amazing, and I have learned many things. Some things I remember from these years is when we were on our first grade field trip at the World Animal Safari and our tour bus tire blew up. laying on a bed of nails at the Discovery Center on our fourth grade field trip when our pet hamster ran away and we couldn't find him in sixth grade, building survivor shelters in seventh grade, and many more. I also want to thank those who made it possible for me to go to school, including all my parents, my amazing teachers, school board, and mostly God for providing a Christian school. Also, a thanks to my classmates for making my school years amazing. I look forward to coming back next year.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world in darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus directs my death.